fentanyl and other addictive opioids are stolen from the Haines Clinic, and a Haines waterfront trail and park is estimated to cost $6 million. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Highly addictive opioids, including fentanyl, morphine, and oxycodone, were stolen from the Haines Search Clinic in a break-in late last week. The Haines Police Department has warned first responders about the increased potential for drug-related emergencies because of the incident. The break-in happened late Thursday night or early Friday morning last week. Today, the police department released a list of substances that were taken. They include narcotics and benzodiazepines. The police press release says the majority of the drugs are pills, but several were in an injectable form. The department declined to say what quantities of each drug were taken. Narcotics, which include opioids, are psychoactive compounds prescribed for pain relief. The narcotics stolen include fentanyl, morphine, codeine, hydrocodone, and oxycodone. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that can be more than 100 times more potent than morphine. It has caused hundreds of overdose deaths in the United States and Canada in recent years. Benzodiazepines are also known as tranquilizers or sedatives. Several types, including lorazepam, diazepam, and clonazepam, were stolen from the clinic. Some of the well-known brand names for those substances are Ativan, Valium, and Clonopin. The police are asking the community to speak with family and friends about the dangers of using controlled substances that are not prescribed to them. The Haines Borough Assembly will conduct preliminary interviews with three manager candidates this week. The Assembly Committee of the Whole meeting starts at 3 p.m. Friday. The first interview is set for 3:30 with current interim manager Brad Ryan. Ryan is the Borough Public Facilities Director, who is in his second temporary stint as interim manager. An interview with the other local candidate, Deborah Schnabel, follows at 4 p.m. Schnabel is the Haines Chamber of Commerce director. She is also a former assembly member and borough consultant. Both local candidates will be interviewed in person. Finally, Michigan County Administrator Patrick Jordan's phone interview is set for 4:30. Jordan was previously assistant city manager in Unalaska and borough manager in Bristol Bay. Jordan was a finalist for a manager job in Sitka as well, but this week the Sitka Assembly abruptly dropped him from its shortlist. Mayor Matt Hunter said he had reservations about Jordan. He did not say publicly what those reservations were. The Haines interviews are open for the public to observe. The final candidates will be invited to participate in a more rigorous interview process that includes questions from the public. Holding an elite ski and snowboard competition in the Haines Mountains is once again proving challenging for the Freeride World Tour. The Freeride planned to hold its competition at a site called The Venue near Little Jarvis Glacier this morning. After about 2 hours of waiting, the Freeride announced on its Facebook page that it would postpone the competition for safety reasons. The Facebook post said organizers decided to wait for the snowpack caused by recent precipitation to stabilize. The Haines Avalanche Information Center reports considerable dangerous avalanche conditions above 1,500 feet. This is the Freeride's third time in Haines. Both of its previous competitions in the Chilkat Valley faced unexpected challenges. In 2015, the event was postponed 3 times due to weather. It finally happened after the organization received a permit extension from the Haines Borough. In 2016, the competition took place more quickly, but satellite problems cut its popular online live stream. The Freeride has until Saturday, March 25th, to hold its Haines event. Updates can be found on the organization's website or Facebook page. A waterfront trail and park in Haines is estimated to cost close to $6 million. That's based on plans developed during two rounds of meetings between designers and the community. The preferred plan includes a path on top of the breakwater in the harbor and a Chilcat blanket design as a unifying theme. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The idea for a waterfront trail that connects Picture Point to the Portage Cove campground was resurrected during discussions about the harbor expansion project. Chris Myrtle, a landscape architect with Juneau-based Corvus Design, is leading the project. He and Dick Somerville from P&D Engineers presented at the latest round of community meetings. Here's Myrtle.
I think the important thing is that the routing makes sense, the trail layout makes sense, that the park layout makes sense, the facilities within the park make sense, but we're only doing conceptual design, so you can't get caught up in the weeds and the details because the weeds and the details haven't really been developed yet.
After refining preferred plans for the park and trail, Somerville drew up the cost estimates. There's a 15% contingency included in the price tag. The borough will likely look for grant funding to help pay for the trail and park. Cruise ship passenger taxes could also be used for part of the project. The most expensive piece is part of the trail that would run on top of the breakwater in the harbor. That idea was popular among community members at the first round of meetings with designers in January, but it's not cheap. The breakwater path is estimated to cost about $2 million. Deborah Schnabel wondered if that is something that wouldn't end up getting used a lot because of wind. But Sean Gaffney pointed to a similar structure in Skagway.
It is really quite popular, and part of the reason is because it's aesthetically really a cool place to be.
Another high-budget item is a new park to replace Lookout Park. The possible relocation of the recreational area is motivated by the ongoing harbor expansion. The park is estimated to cost about $800,000. At the first meeting of the week, community members were asked to write down their top priorities for that area. A shelter ranked as number one, followed by a fisherman's memorial and a picnic space. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg questioned the need for a new shelter.
We already have that facility in Lookout Park where it exists. We have a natural amphitheater and a shelter and actually an expanse now that size of an airport that we can have all kinds of activity in. So I don't understand why we're even considering tearing down Lookout Park.
There were a few other concerns raised about pieces of the project. Assemblymember Heather Lendy worried about the proximity of the trail to the harbor.
Looking now at the construction there, it seems like guiding people to walk through a parking lot where trucks are coming and going, boats are backing up, people are getting ice, dropping off crab pots, whatever, that might be dangerous, actually.
Schnabel said she wants to see some continuity with existing designs in the community.
I kind of would like to see us in this project try as best we can to not like start something absolutely positively new again, that we kind of shape our things so that there is some match to
Residents also weighed in on a theme for interpretive signs that would run along the trail with information about Haines. The Chilcat blanket design was preferred. From here, Myrtle will continue to refine the preferred plans and draw up a final document in the next 4 to 6 weeks. After that, the plans will be presented to the Assembly. The project will come back to the Planning Commission for a public hearing at each level of design. To see the preferred trail and park designs, go to this report on our website, khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.